Well, howdy everyone, and good morning again. Thanks for joining me as we continue to go through the book of Romans. Today we are going to be reading Romans chapter 14. And if you recall back in Romans chapter 12 and 13, Paul is now really focusing on how we must live, understanding the rich doctrinal truths he taught us and communicated in the beginning part of the book. He now is focusing on really practical Christian living. And so he talked about us again being living sacrifices to God in chapter 12, serving with the spiritual gifts he's given us, loving well, and blessing those who persecute us. He said, bless and do not curse in verse 14. Verse 21 of chapter 12, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And then, of course, in chapter 13, he opens with how we should act in regards to the ruling and governing authorities that he has placed over us. And we are to submit to them, especially we know the scripture teaches us, we are to submit to them as they are acting lawfully. Of course, God's law supersedes and is above man's law. If man's law contradicts or goes against God's law, we are required as Christians to obey God and not man. But he goes on to talk about loving our neighbor and not doing any harm to our neighbor, for love is the fulfillment of the law. And then he concludes in talking about putting on Christ and making no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts in verse 14. How are you doing with those things here today or in previous days? Are these things that would be good and right to meditate on, or even are they a bit convicting for you, and do you need to repent and to turn from things that you've been doing and turn unto Christ and seek to be obedient to him and his commands? That's a good thing to think about, and a continuing good thing to think about as we go into chapter 14. Hear now the very word of God from this wonderful chapter. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day, observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore let us not judge one another any more, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. I know that I am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's Word from Romans chapter 14. And I pray that God will bless his word to you today, even this very moment, and throughout your day and the rest of your week. May you continue to meditate on it and take joy in what he has given us. Join me next time as we read through Romans chapter 15. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.